A decrease in property taxes and a very slight increase in sewer fees are a prominent part of Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon's proposed budget for next year. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the bigger story of this budget may be how the county's solid financial footing is allowing the McMahon administration to think about tackling some tougher issues.
This is McMahon's first budget since being appointed to the job last fall after former county executive Joni Mahoney resigned, and it reflects this new administration's priorities.
Oh, this is ours. This budget and all the agenda and objectives in it align perfectly with our PIE platform.
And that platform emphasizes programs that deal with poverty, modernizing infrastructure, and creating new economic development opportunities. Among the new initiatives in this $1.336 billion spending plan, an investment in children by way of $1.5 million for preschool programs to get kids kindergarten ready. The Sycamore House, which will offer much-needed programs for foster care kids, more spending on sewers, and a newly created Office of Inclusion and Diversity to get more minorities in county jobs. McMahon says none of these things would be possible without a balanced budget that won't need to use any savings.
With the success we're having in our local economy now, this allows us to really try to pinpoint areas where we can drive further progress on the human services side and on the infrastructure side. And that's where this budget's really targeted.
Onondaga County lawmakers begin reviewing the plan this week. A final vote is scheduled for October 8th. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.